Pray, shall we start? So, tayong lahat ay umukod manalangin. Ama namin Diyos, na makapangyarihan sa lahat. Salamat Panginoon sa pagkakataong ito na kami po ay makapag-aaral ng inyong pong salita ng buhay po ni Paul. We pray na bigyan niyo kami ng tulong na maunawaan ng inyong salita at magkaroon kami ng tamang application in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so, quick review tayo ng ating, we have a visual right now. So I hope nakikita nyo to. Ito yung pinaka-timeline ng buhay ni Paul. This is the timeline ng naging buhay ni Paul. We know that around 28 years or 30 years before Paul got saved. And we can conclude that around 63 years ang naging life ni Paul before siya mamatay. So I remember that I mentioned that Paul died at 9 years old. I was wrong. So I think I mentioned it before. I don't know. But what we know is around 60 years old, ang naging buhay ni Paul before he got martyred in Rome. So around 60. Imagine niyo, 28 or 30, Paul got saved. And then from 30 to 63, that is his ministry. And now, our focus for our lesson today is his early ministry. So we can divide yung life ni Paul. So we can divide, I don't know if you can see it. I'll try to zoom. Is there a zoom here? I think there's no zoom. But I'll try to zoom it here. Okay, this one. If you can see the colored part, the colored part. Now, our focus of our study moving forward is Paul's ministry. So we're going to divide the life of Paul, meaning his Christian life, into different sections. First is the early ministry. It covers around 14 years. Okay, early ministry. What do you mean by early ministry? After his conversion, until his first missionary journey. Okay, so that's the section what we call early ministry. From the time he got saved, hanggang siya ay mag-missiona. That's his, the first section. The second section of the life of Paul is the first missionary journey. Okay, we're going to talk about that. That's the second section. Third section is second missionary journey. Fourth section is his third missionary journey. And fourth section would be yung kanyang imprisonment until martyrdom. So, kung mapapansin nyo, yung color orange, that's the early ministry. The color yellow, which covers 2 years, it's his first missionary journey. Yung color green is the second missionary journey. It took around 4 years. And then yung color blue is the third missionary journey, which covers 6 years. And then after 6 years, his imprisonment until martyrdom, it covers around 10 years. So, yun yung section ng ating pag-aaral. So, if we will divide the ministry of Paul, we can divide it into 5 sections. Early ministry, and then 3 missionary journey, and then last, his imprisonment unto martyrdom. So, yun yung ating pag-aaralan. Now, today, our focus of our study is Paul's early ministry. Okay, early ministry, how many years it covers? 14 years. And by the way, katulad ng binabanggit ko before, the dates and the timing, the years, we are not 100% sure about the dates and the years. Because depending on the study, it could differ. Yung mga suggestion ng mga scholar, mga historian, baby first. So, my question is there a major difference if we say it's 13 and my question is there a major difference if we vary in years? For example, we say that it's 14, but other preachers say it's 13. Does it make any change, any difference? No, not at all. Not a big factor. What I mean is, it's not a big factor if we differ in years. The reason why we are putting years in our study so that we can have idea how long it took. Okay, so Tandaan nyo, yung mga years na ating pinag-aaralan, mga nilalagay dito, yung mga AD, mga years, hindi siya 100% sure. Pero, nilagay natin to para mayroon tayong idea. Pero kung halimbawa, sinabi ng ibang teacher na hindi 14 years, hindi 13 years, meron bang major na difference yun? Wala. So, hindi natin sila sasabihin mali, hindi natin sasabihin na tayo talaga ang tama. But what we see is, itong mga dates na to give us a good background, good graphs sa pinag-aaralan natin. Now, early ministry. This is the part where Paul got saved before his missionary journey. Welcome, Carlos. Pwede kang upunan. So, dito ko na lang may kisarap para makita mo yung... So, right now, meron tayong Sunday school. Meaning Sunday school, parang si school. But right now, what we're studying is the life of Paul, yung buhay ni Apostol Pablo. Now, so what we are talking about right now is the early ministry of Paul. Yung kanyang unang bahagi ng kanyang paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Mula nung siya ay maligtas, hanggang siya ay mag-mission up ng first missionary journey niya. Now, kung mapapansin nyo sa ating, so, nakadivided yung sa taas, yun yung Book of Acts. So kung gusto niyo mapansin yung early ministry ni Apostle Paul, it covers Acts chapter 9 hanggang Acts chapter 12. So yun yung pinaka-span. According kay Luke na nagsulat ng Acts, yung early ministry ni Paul ay Acts 9 hanggang Acts 12. Now doon sa baba, ibibigay ko na din tong handouts para meron kayong copy. Just in case na hindi nyo makita yung visual. Yan. And then, 3 of you. So, tingnan nyo yung chart sa taas. Mapapansin nyo yung chart sa taas. Ano yung, can you, dun sa baba, mapapansin nyo yung mga lugar na Damascus, Arabia, Damascus, Jerusalem, Syria and Cilicia, or Tarsus, plus Tarsus, Antioch, Jerusalem, and Antioch. So, in terms of geography, mapapansin nyo sa ating timeline, dinivide ko siya kung nasaan si Paul, where is the setting of his early ministry. So, mayroon pa yung idea na around this time of period, nasa Damascus siya, nasa Arabia siya, nasa Jerusalem siya. Now, question, based on our graph or chart, where did Paul spend his most of his early ministry years? Saan ginugol ni Paul, based dito sa chart na to, saan siya nagugol ng maraming taon? Where did he spend?
Tarsus.
Okay, so mapapansin nyo, around 10 years nasa Tarsus. So that's the purpose of this chart. So pansinin nyo, saan yung Damascus, by the way? Remember the Roman provinces? In which province Damascus belongs? Saan? Sa mga provinces na anong minemorized before. In which province Damascus belongs?
Syria.
How about Arabia? So Arabia, hindi natin yan sinama, pero we're going to give the details about that. After ng Arabia, bumalik siya ng Damascus. So we know that it's in Syria. How about Jerusalem? Yung port city?
Judea.
Aba, and then 10 years sa Tarsus or sa region siya ng Syria and Cilicia. After ng 10 years, saan siya nagpunta, saan city? And what's the next city?
Antioch.
After ng Antioch, Jerusalem and Antioch. So, yun yung setting. So, para meron kayong idea, yun yung mga places. Now, here, dun sa baba ng map, which is nandito din sa inyong handout, nandito din siya sa ating visual, kung gusto nyong pansinin yung early ministry ni Paul, nakaroon siya ng arrow. Mapapansin yung arrow, mapapansin nyo yung red arrow, na hindi broken, it is when Paul went from Jerusalem to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, when Paul was not yet saved. Okay, yung araw na yun, mapapansin yung araw na yun, I hope na nakikita ninyo, pero from Jerusalem to Damascus, yung broken arrow na sunod, it is Paul spent time to Arabia, from Damascus, yun yung Damascus, to Arabia Desert, Arabia, ito yung Arabia by the way, dun sa inyong map, ito yung region ng Arabia. Pagkatapos ni Paul sa Arabia, he went back to Damascus And then from Damascus to Jerusalem, wala, baba ng Jerusalem. Pagkatapos ng Jerusalem to Tarsus, up north. Saan province ang Tarsus, by the way? Saan province? Cilicia. Okay, Tarsus, Cilicia. Tenure siya doon, pagkatapos pumunta uli siya ng Antioch, Jerusalem, Antioch, and then first missionary journey. So, ito yung ating geographic location ng early ministry ni Paul. So, question. Based on sa ating chart, how many cities ang in-spend ni Paul ng kanyang early ministry? Can you enumerate the cities where Paul reside during his early ministry? So, quick. Ano yung mga cities?
Seven.
Okay. Go, Joe. Can you enumerate that?
Damascus. Arabia.
Yeah.
Sicilia.
No, back to Damascus.
Oh, Damascus.
And then, down to?
Sicilia.
No, no, not yet.
Jerusalem.
And then, Tarsus. 10 years siya sa Tarsus. After Tarsus, what's the next city? Antioch. Jerusalem. Antioch. Okay, so yan yung high-level view ng early ministry ni Paul. So, now today, we're going to talk about the part 1 ng early ministry ni Paul. So, tapos na tayo dito sa visual. This laptop. Now, early ministry ni Paul. That's our lesson for today. Go in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. So, I'll leave the Bible to Carlos and me. Acts chapter 9. So, I hope nabasa niyo ito sa bahay. I hope that you read the Acts chapter 9 because our lesson for today is about Acts chapter 9 in Bible. So, ito, share na lang kayo ni Acts chapter 9. Sa Tagalog Iglesia. So, Acts chapter 9. So, we know in that Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, it covers on how Paul got saved on the road in Damascus. Alam natin na ang, according sa ating lesson before, na Acts chapter 9, naligtas si Paul. Naalala natin yung kanyang conversion. So, the next part ng Acts chapter 9 is from verse 10 to 18. It's where, after encountering Jesus and being blinded, he is taken to Damascus where God sent a man named Ananias to restore his sight. Ananias baptized him. So, yung Acts 9, verse 10 to 18, nakita natin last week, ito yung commission ng Panginoon kay Pablo, na Pablo, ito yung mga gagawin mo. Now, question, quick review. Can you name the two aspects of the Lord's commission to Paul? Ano yung dalawang bahagi ng commission or utos ng Panginoon kay Paul? Two aspects of his commission. William.
To bear his name before the king, the Gentiles, and to show him how to offer for the Lord's sake.
Okay, so nakita natin yan last week. Now today, from Acts chapter 9, verse 19, hanggang verse number 25, yun yung ating lesson. But before, I want you to remember that Paul became a member of the church in Damascus. So, sino yung nagbaptize sa kanya? Who baptized Paul?
Joe.
Ananias, which we assume that he is the pastor. We there are reason that we laid out last week na naalam natin na si Ananias yung pastor. And when Paul was baptized by Ananias, he became a member of a church of the church at Damascus. So yung kanyang membership right now ay Damascus. So tandaan niyo siya. So unang church ni Paul ay Damascus. Now, after that, he immediately in verse 19 to 21, mapapansin natin doon, and when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciple which were at Damascus, and straightway or immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for the intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. So, pagkatapos maligtas ni Apostol Pablo, ni Pablo, immediately niyang ipinangaral. Pinangaral, nagsimula na siyang mangaral sa mga sa synagogues. Plural. Pansinin niyo yung synagogue. By the way, quick review. What is a synagogue? Ano yung synagogue? Can you name, can you define what synagogue is? Synagogue. What's the purpose of synagogue? Ano yung purpose ng synagogue? Cham or Mikey? Ano yung ginagawa sa synagogue? Mag-aaral. Sinong mga tao na nasa synagogue? Anong klaseng tao? Mga Gentiles ba siya o mga ano? Jews, tama. Very good. Ang synagogue, ito'y place ng mga Hudyo. Remember, pakinggan nyo to. Ang mga Hudyo, wala silang capability na every now and then, babalik sila sa Jerusalem. Kasi, nasa Jerusalem yung temple. They don't have capability to travel down to up to Jerusalem every now and then. That's why ang mga Jews that are in other cities, they built synagogue where they study and learn the law. And here, pakinggan nyo, in Damascus, there are synagogues, plural. There are many building kung saan may mga Hudyo. At dito, ang unang pinangaralan ni Paul. Paul ministered to the Jews. Remember yung commission ng Panginoon? Be witness to the children of Israel. He did that immediately. So, nangaral si Paul sa Damascus, sa synagogue, mga Hudyo. Ano yung content? What is the content of his preaching? Based sa verses na ating binasa, based on the verses, Acts 9, verse 19 to 21, what is the content of Paul's preaching? Ano yung pinangaral niya? Ano yung point niya sa pangangaral niya? William? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So, yun yung kanyang pangangaral kagad. Yung si Jesus, ang anak ng Diyos. That's the content of his preaching. Now, as a result of this, we see in these verses that yung mga tao na kilala siya, na nagpe-persecute siya, na-surprise sila. The people around him that knew Paul before he got saved were surprised. And how na itong Paul na to, dati nagpe-persecute sa mga tagasunod ni Kristo, ay ngayon nangangaral siya sa pangalan ni Jesus. Yung mga tao around him who knew Paul that he's a persecutor of the follower of Christ, they were surprised that this Paul who persecuted the believers are now with the believers. So, nagkaroon ng pagtataka. At yan yung kanyang ministry in Damascus. So, remember's chart, going back in our chart, yung color blue in the first part ng kanyang early ministry, Damascus. Okay, after he got saved, he preached Jesus Christ in the synagogues, plural. Meaning, maaaring may synagogue sa Tuktukan, may maaaring synagogue sa Usuan. So, ang ginawa ni Paul, he traveled around Damascus, going from synagogue to synagogue, to preach Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God. Okay. Now, after that, now, kung dito sa account ni Luke, now, by the way, we know that who wrote the book of Acts? Sino nagsulat ng book of Acts?
Paul.
No, it's not Paul. Cham, Mikey. Sino nagsulat ng book of Acts? Cham. Si Luke. Very good. Si Luke. And by the way, Luke is not an apostle. Hindi siya bahagi ng 12 apostle. Huwag niyong tatawagin si Luke na apostle Luke. Now, dito sa account ni Luke ng Acts chapter 9, hindi niya sinabi dito na nagpunta si Paul sa Arabia. Kung mababasa niyo yung Acts 9, hanggang matapos yung Acts 9, hindi niyo makikita na sinabi niya na nagpunta ako sa Arabia. Kasi in verse 22, sabi kagad ni Paul, "But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jew which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ." So, ang setting pa rin, ang lugar, is Damascus. Pero, if you go in Galatians 1, go over in Galatians 1. Galatians 1. So, ipitin nyo lang yung tandaan nyo na 397 ang book of Acts. Ang Galatians 1. Page, ano siya? Hanapin nyo dyan ang page 3, 587. 587. Okay. So, William, can you read verse 15 to 18?
Galatians 1:15-18.
Yeah.
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days.
Okay, so, itong testimony, itong book of Galatians, ito naman yung own account ni Paul. Sabi ni Paul, after he got saved, he went to Arabia. So going back in our map, ang Arabia, ito, kung ito yung Damascus, ito yung Damascus, ito yung part ng Damascus, yung Arabia is east-west, east-west part. Baba ka ng konti, yun yung Arabia. Ito yung pinaka-Arabia na tinatawag. So diyan nagpunta si Paul after he got saved. Okay, now ang question. Ano kaya ang purpose dito kung bakit siya nagpunta sa Arabia? Actually, there are two purposes have been suggested for why he went to Arabia. Based sa mga scholars, based sa mga books, there are two purposes. Unang purpose, it was a preaching mission. Na ang ginawa ni Paul sa Arabia ay nagkaroon siya ng preaching ministry. If that's a preaching ministry, we can assume na yung saang region ng Arabia is dun siya sa part ng Mesopotamian region, east of Damascus, where there are a lot of people. Now, if you're going to do a mission, preaching mission, if you're going to preach Christ to Arabia, most probably Paul went to the Mesopotamian end of Arabia. So, if the first purpose ni Pablo, kasi tanda nyo, this is the thing. The scripture didn't tell why Paul went to Arabia. We don't have clue. But based sa mga assumption, we can have an assumption. So, there are two assumptions. Unang assumption, probably Paul went to Arabia to preach there. So, kung yun ang kanyang pinuntahan, we assume na dun siya sa mataong lugar ng Arabia, which is sa Mesopotamian part. Now, the second purpose, assumption, that we can say about the purpose of Paul going to Arabia, it was time for his study and prayer in Arabia. So, there are two purposes na sinasuggest. Una, nag-preach si Paul. Pangalawa, nag-study siya, or nag-reflect siya, or nag-prayer siya. So, we don't know which of them are true. But we know the idea na merong mga assumption na pwede tayong tingnan. Now, kung halimbawa, now, yung stay ni Paul sa Arabia, he probably stayed in Arabia for 2 years. So, tingnan nyo, parang ganito. Paul got saved in Damascus. And then Paul, what did Paul do after he got saved? He preached to the synagogues, sa mga synagogue. After that, siguro, let's say, probably 1 month, or probably weeks lamang yung stay sa Damascus. Pero, in a very short span, he went to Arabia immediately. He went to Arabia after that. And he spent in Arabia, most probably for 2 years. Imagine nyo, how long is 2 years? So, 2024 right now, 2022, during the pandemic days. So that's how long 2 years is. So imagine nyo, Paul went to Arabia. We don't know if he preached or if he studied. So, but ang important doon, we can assume na Paul spent there for 2 years. Now, what we can know from this is merong church sa Arabia. This is what we believe. Na what we know is there is a church in Arabia, and Paul probably transferred his membership into it. Kasi tanya nyo, ang question ko, is the church important in our time in the New Testament? Yes. And can you imagine that Paul would not be a member of the church? I don't imagine that. I believe and we believe na si Pablo alam niya ang importance ng church, and we believe na wherever part of Arabia he went to, we believe that there is a local church there. And he became a member of the church. Kung church man yon, ay tinulungan siya mag-preach or siya ay tinulungan mag-aral, that's something that we don't know. But what we can say is merong church sa Arabia. So 2 years si Paul na nasa Arabia, he became a member of the Arabian church or Arabian Baptist church. So Damascus, nag-transfer siya ng membership because we know na ang local church ay important sa New Testament. Now, and lastly, in Arabia, dun siya nag-spend ng 2 years. So, dun sa ating chart, yung color yellow, medyo mahabang span siya. So, we say na around 2 years, nag-stay si Paul sa Arabia. Now, pagkatapos nun, after nun, Paul went back to Damascus. Kung mapapansin niyo sa Galatians 1, Galatians chapter 1, verse number 17, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, that's our proof that Paul went to Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. So, nasa Damascus niya si Paul. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. Now, what Paul was saying here is, after I got saved, it took 3 years for me to go back to Jerusalem. So, yung tinutukoy itong 3 years, hindi siya 3 years siya nag-spend sa Damascus, which I believe na, ang ibig sabihin dito ni Paul, after niya umalis sa Jerusalem in Acts 9 to persecute the believers in Damascus, after 3 years, I went back to Jerusalem. So, basically, what we can say is, yung span ni Paul ng kanyang pag-stay sa Damascus, Arabia, and Damascus, total of 3 years siya. Total of 3 years. Now, what we know right now is, Paul preached in the synagogue in Damascus after he got saved. He spent 2 years in Arabia. And after 2 years, he went back to Damascus. Now, ang question, anong ginawa ni Paul sa Damascus? Go back in Acts 9. Acts chapter 9, I think page 397 dun sa Tagalog Bible. In Acts chapter 9, verse 22. Joe, can you read verse 22 to 25?
Acts 9, 22 to 25. The Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, but their way was no assault, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and went him down by the wall of the basket.
Okay, thank you, Joe. So mapapansin nyo in verse 22, we can say that yung verse 21 and verse 22 ng Acts 9, in the middle of those two verses, is the part where Paul went to Damascus. To Arabia, rather. So, verse 21, Damascus, and then in the middle of that, he went to Arabia, and in verse 22, he is now again in Damascus, according kay Luke's account. Now, but what we can see here, what's the difference between those two verses? The difference is in verse 22, Paul increased the more in strength. Meaning, after verse 21 became 22, Paul increased in ability or strength in preaching and compounded the Jews. So, what happened to Paul? Why Paul increased in strength? Meaning, ano nangyari kay Pablo? Bakit in verse 21, he increased in strength in compounding the Jews and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the time he worked when he spent time to Arabia. So, probably Paul studied there. Yeah, just Joe.
How did he study or preach in Arabia?
Yeah, based dito, we can say that he studied. So, we can say that because he increased in strength. Paano mag-increase ng strength kung wala kang pag-aaral, pag-prepare sa preaching? So, that's a clue na probably nag-study si Paul. Pero we cannot dogmatic about that. We don't know. Why? Because The scripture didn't mention it. So, but there's a clue there na after he spent time in Arabia, he increased his strength. So, that's Apostle Paul. And compounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus. Now, pansinin niyo yung end of verse 22. Proving that he is very Christ. Meaning, Paul is increased in his ability to prove that Jesus Christ is the very, that Jesus is the very Christ. Sa harapan ng mga Hudyo, now tingnan niyo to. Before, in verse 21, what Paul was doing is, Paul was just heralding, preaching that Jesus is the Son of God. But in verse 22, when after he increased in his strength, he is now proving that Jesus is the Messiah or the Christ. He is Christ, anointed. Pag sinabi Christ, siya yung anointed. Sa Old Testament, the Jews are waiting for their Messiah, for their Christ. And what Paul was doing, he is now proving. Meaning, pag sinabing proving, you are looking at the scripture and telling that the scripture is saying that Jesus is Christ. So, mapapansin nyo yung naging difference sa kanya, na dati, pinangangaral lang niya si Jesus Christ, pero right now, Paul can open the scripture itself and tell to the Jews, according to this verse, according to this Old Testament passage, according to this book, Jesus is the very Christ. So, nagkaroon siya ng ability na yun. So, probably, he learned that in Arabia. He studied yung kanyang Old Testament because we know, tandaan nyo, based sa background ni Paul, in our previous lesson, we know that Paul is very educated in the Old Testament. He knows the Old Testament already. But what happened is, he increased in strength, meaning he now know that the Old Testament is referring to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, that's what Paul did. Na ang ginawa niya, in Damascus, he preached Jesus Christ again. Also, pinipreach niya si Jesus Christ. Pero the difference is, he is now proving that Jesus is Christ. Now, question, application natin. Now, do you have the ability right now, katulad ni Paul, to prove that Jesus is Christ, the Messiah? Meaning, right now, we'll have an activity right now, a quick activity. Can you open your Bible and show me a verse that tells that Jesus is the Christ, is the very Christ? Do you have the ability? So, activity. Can you find a verse that clearly say na Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah? Okay, anyone? Paul have that ability because he is now proving. So, quick activity. So, I'll give you 1 minute. Can you find a verse that says that Jesus is the very Christ? Because Paul did that in Damascus. Meron ba kayong verse na makikita? Okay, I'll give you 1 minute to find. Dun sa mga bisita, okay lang. So it's fine. Pero dito lang para sa 4 na estudyante. 4 student. Meron ba kayong verse that could show to me, that could prove that Jesus is the very Christ? Do you have, William? Okay. Can you read it?
Okay. Micah chapter 5, verse 2 says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." So that's talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Then we go over to Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, the older came wisely from
these
to Jerusalem." So he was born in Bethlehem.
Now, Micah chapter 2, 5-2, mentioned that. That's a very good example. Probably, that's the verse that Paul used in Damascus. Probably what Paul was saying in the to the Jews of Damascus. Remember, my fellow men, Remember Micah 5:2? Don't you know that Jesus was fulfilled that? And that's the way Paul proved that Jesus is the very Christ. He has that ability. So, application, bilang mga Christian, as we Christian, we should have that kind of ability as well. We need to grow in the Bible so that we can open our Bible and tell it to our friend, to our neighbor, to our relatives, that Jesus is the very Christ. Yeah, Joe, do you have a verse?
Yes. Actually, 2 verses. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 16:23. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And 2 Corinthians 1:2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, very good. Very good verse. So, dapat, bilang ang application natin dito as we are studying the life of Paul, we need to grow in the Bible. Meaning, we need to be prepared na if someone asks us ng question na, hey, Mikey, hi Cham. Hi, Joe and William. How can you say that Jesus is the Christ? Oh, because the Bible says. According to this verse, to this verse, to this verse. So, that's how Paul increased the strength. Meaning strength on ability. That's why we assume Paul studied in Arabia. So, we can just assume that. Pero, ang point natin dito, bilang mga Kristiyano, after... we need to have that kind of ability. And of course, bilang mga Christian, katulad ng on how Paul preached Christ, that He is the Son of God, that's our duty for every Christian, for every believer. Bilang Kristiyano, bilang believer, it is our duty to preach that Jesus is the Son of God. The word preach meaning to herald, to announce. So in application, we can announce it to our classmates. We can announce it to our friend, a relative. We can give them tracts. We can give them literature na papapakita na si Jesus Christ ang anak ng Diyos. That's our duty. Now, what going back in Acts 9, what else did Paul do in Damascus? So, in verse 22, we see that he increased the more in strength. And he's compounding the Jews, meaning arguing the Jews, because the Jew doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ. In verse 23, and after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Nagkaroon ng plan yung mga Hudyo dahil itong Pablo na ito, nakikipagtalo sa amin na si Jesus daw ang Messiah. Patayin nga natin to. So yun ang sabi ng mga Hudyo. They took counsel to kill him. In verse 24, ang kanilang naging plano, but their laying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Meaning, yung Damascus, remember dun sa ating visual before, ang Damascus is gated city. Meron siyang bakod, palibot. At lahat ng labasan, every gates ng city na yon, nakabantay. Upang pag nakita nila sa Paul, papatayin nila si Pablo. They about to kill Paul. Now, going 2 Corinthians 11, merong account si Paul about this incident. Merong siyang testimony about this. Cham, can you read 2 Corinthians 11, verse 32 and 33.
2 Corinthians 11:32-33. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king kept the city of the Damascus with a guard and deputy to apprehend him. And through a window in the basket was I let down by the wall and gave it down.
Okay, itong account na to, verse 32 and 33, referring to doon sa Acts chapter 9, verse 23. Okay, now, what happened is, based sa mga passages niyon, hindi lamang Jews ang gustong pumatay kay Paul. Based on those passages, aside from the Jews, the governor also wants to kill the Jews, the Apostle Paul. Now, sino yung governor na to? Remember in our previous lesson, Roman government, na pag-aaralan natin, merong every provinces, merong governor, ang Roman Empire. Hindi ito yung governor na tinutukoy dito. Now, sa Damascus, in order to properly understand, in Damascus, merong naging kingdom, yung tinatawag na Nabatean kingdom. Para sa isang kaharian na tinatawag na Nabatean kingdom, nag-last siya from 9 BC to 40 AD, na ang kanilang hari ay si King Aretas. So imagine niyo Roman Empire sa map. And then sa gilid, sa region ng Arabia, merong kahariang maliit na ang tawag ay Nabatean Kingdom. Na ang hari doon ay si King Aretas. At si King Aretas, meron siyang governor sa Damascus. Meaning, we don't know kung saan yung kanyang capital, pero meron siyang appointed governor that is residing in Damascus. Yun yung governor na ito. Hindi ito governor ng Rome, ito yung governor ni King Aretas. At yung governor na yon, the governor that is mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he made a decree na ang sabi niya, yung mga Nabateans, yung kanyang army probably, posted at the city gates to arrest Paul. So what we can see in these passages, it's not only the Jews, it's also the Nabateans who wants to kill Apostle Paul. Now, verse 33, we see in 2 Corinthians 11:33, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped in his hand. It matches Acts 9, yung verse 33 ng 2 Corinthians 11, it matches Acts 9, verse number 25. The disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Same passage yun. According kay Luke, according kay Paul, upang makatakas siya sa Damascus, dahil gusto siyang patayin ng mga Hudyo at ng governor, binaba siya sa basket, sa wall, sa isang opening. Now, ang ibig sabihin nun, may mga bahay kasi sa gilid ng gate. There are houses that are near the gates. So, one of the window of one house, the disciple used that window to let Paul down in a basket. And then Paul flee from Damascus because the people wants to kill him. So, now, anong makikita natin dito? Ang mga disciples, mga member ng church at Damascus, they help Paul to escape. Bilang application, we believers, especially church members, should support and assist each other in their endeavors to spread the message of Christ. Kung paano tinulungan ng mga miyembro, ng mga disipulo, ng mga believers si Paul, dahil ipinapangaral ni Paul ang mensahe, ganun din sa ating mga Kristiyano. We believers should assist and support anyone, not anyone, because there is doctrinal separation that we need to follow. Pero kung ang mga tao ay ng mga ngaral ng Ebanghelyo, kailangan natin siyang tulungan, especially the church members. If yung ating pastor, yung missionary would preach the gospel to other places, we need to support that. That's a biblical pattern that we can see in Acts 9. Ano pang makikita natin dito? Application is, we can see that Paul understands the significance of the local church and being a member of it. Remember, Damascus, naging member siya. Nung siya lumipat sa Arabia, we became a member of the church as well. And here, bumalik siya sa Damascus, probably he transferred his membership as well. But we know, everything that Paul does, he did that in the context of the local church. So he value the significance of the local church. Meaning, sa ating ding Kristiyano, the ministry should always be accomplished in the context of the local New Testament church. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, kalooban ng Diyos sa'yo na maging part ka ng isang local church. In order sa church mo gagawin yung paglilingkod sa Panginoon. You cannot serve God in our time without a local church. So that's very important na makikita natin dito. And we know, ang kahalagahan, katulad ng binanggit ko sa inyo kanina, we see the importance of knowledge of the Word of God. So, meron akong assignment sa inyo except for William and Joe na nagbanggit na ng verses. Dun sa dalawa, I have an assignment for you to find verse in the Bible that says that Jesus is the very Christ. So you have the whole week para alamin yan, yung verse niyan. Because Paul did that, and we Christians should have that kind of ability as well. Halimbawa, pag kinanong ka, halimbawa ni si Mikey, kinanong ni classmate ng si Carlos, oh Mikey, paano mo masasabi na si Jesus ang very Christ? Di ba nagbabible study kayo dyan? Nagsisimba kayo dyan? So dapat tayo merong capability. So that's my assignment for both of you. And so, yan. Do you have any question? That's the end of our lesson. Do you have any question about our study? So that's the first part ng kanyang ng early ministry ni Paul. Next week, we're going to talk about, nakita na natin yung Damascus, yung Arabia, and Damascus. We're going to talk about his stay in Jerusalem until Tarsus. Jerusalem to Tarsus. That's for next week. Pag-aaralan natin yan. So, early part ng buhay ni Pablo. Do you have any question? Any question? Carlos, do you have any question? Ikaw, kayo dalawa. Talog na. So, kung wala kayong question, yun yung kanyang closest. Let's pray.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to meet here and learn about the life of Paul and his early ministry, Lord. We thank you that we have the opportunity to meet here together and worship you. And I ask that you would fill Brother RJ and Dan with your Holy Spirit, and I ask that you would help us to worship you in spirit and in truth today. And help us to glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen.